Yeah. Okay, do you want to choose one? And you can open it when you've taken it. And just take your time to open it, and I'll say a few things. And do it nice and quietly, okay? So the greatest gift that God could give us in a present is His presence. The greatest gift that God could possibly give us is the present of Himself. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas time. So what have we got here, Chloe? We've got, what is this? Know what that is? Does anybody know what that is? Has anybody got a baby in the family? Anybody got a baby in the family? Anybody need one of these? Okay, so it's a baby's dummy. And if anybody wants to take it away, they can do so. That can be a gift. But it reminds us that God became human and became a baby. What else have we got then? We've got a heart. Okay, so the heart, what do you think that means? Something about love? Yeah, that's right. Because God loves us so much, He came Himself to show us what love is like. So love is right at the very heart of the Christmas story, as is the baby. And then finally, Ella, what have we got?
And the cross.
We've got a cross. We have got the cross. Because that reminds us
that Jesus killed on the cross.
Jesus died on the cross. That reminds us that Jesus didn't stay a baby. He lived as a boy, and He worked as a man, and He died on the cross in order to deal with all the bad stuff that separates us from God.
Big long circle.
Big long circle. Right. That is really interesting. But I think I know what you mean there. He came and He died in order to deal with all the bad stuff that separates us from God. So in that way, God showed us His great love. Thank you, guys. You can go back to your places now. Thank you. Will I take this? Thank you.
I didn't drop my bucket.
Well done. That's good. That's very good. Jimmy, I'll be pleased. So Christmas is all about gift giving, and that's why we give gifts to each other. It reminds us that we've received this great gift. But it's also good, it helps us when we give of ourselves and when we give gifts. And if we were to look really closely at what Christmas means, as what the presence of God means to us, then we might see that there's three parts to this gift. There's past, present, and future. There's forgiveness from the past. There's new life in the present. And there's a hope for the future, even beyond death. So forgiveness from the past, new life in the present, and hope beyond death for the future. Three parts to that gift of God's love, God's presence with us. One of my favorite carols is O Little Town of Bethlehem, which has that last verse, O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. O come to us, abide with us, O Lord Emmanuel. That's the gift of God's presence with us, the incarnation. God really is with us, abiding with us, being born in us. And all we need to do is give our consent to say, yes, there's room in my heart for that. Now, the Queen, she quoted that verse in the 2016 Christmas address, which just shows how important it is even to her and to everyone. And if you think about it, it's incredible that the idea of the Holy Child could come down and cast out our sin and be born in us and stay with us forever. But that's what the Bible tells us. That's what the Bible supports. Jesus is the Savior who has come down and shows us what love looks like. He's God with us. And by his Spirit, he becomes God within us. God has become present with us. To be present with someone is the greatest gift we can offer someone else, our presence. It was French philosopher Pierre Teilhard de Chardin who said that the most satisfying thing in life is to have been able to give a large part of oneself to others. The most satisfying thing in life is to be able to give a large part of oneself to someone else. When it boils down to it, what we enjoy most at Christmas isn't the quality of the presents, it's the presence of those we love around us. God became human in Jesus so that real people could enjoy being with him, being loved by him, being able to love him back in a real way. And now through his Spirit born in us, we can enjoy his company. We can know his nearness, his guidance, his forgiveness, his peace and joy and love are real things to us. So let's receive the gift with thanks, and let's share the gift of being present with one another, knowing he's always with us, because his moving into the neighborhood means he is living in all of us. You maybe just don't always realize it. So let's pray together. God, thank you that you loved the world so much that you sent your Son, Jesus, into the earth. We thank you that he came and lived amongst us. Help us even in these days to receive him afresh this night, to welcome him into our hearts, to make room for him, and to find our lives transformed into his likeness. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.